everyone, and welcome to another Still Spinning podcast. I am Dan. That over there is Nicole, and we are the hosts of the Still Spinning podcast. We would like to, right off the bat, cough.
Yep. That sounds like our past month.
Yes, exactly. So we would like to right off the bat thank you all. We want to thank all of our spinners. And if you would be interested in becoming a spinner, that's somebody who just, you know, you sign up through Patreon or Spotify. You can do it for like $6 a month. There's different levels. But anyway, we appreciate all of you paying for all of this.
Yeah, and then you get bonus mostly. Content.
Yeah.
So you get the regular episodes that everybody gets, but then we do ones just for you.
Yes, and if you would like more information on how you can do that, there's the website right there, stillspinningpodcast.com. Also, merchandise and all of that stuff is available there.
All the info you need.
Do you ever order, like, so much food? You guys probably don't, but, like, you ever order so much food from a takeout place? Like, it's two of you. You're eating. You order. Okay. And they send you like silverware for six people.
As a matter of fact, yes.
Do you feel judged when that happens?
I don't know that I feel judged, but I do feel like maybe I should be questioning how much I'm ordering. This happens actually for us when we order sushi across the street, because we'll just go pick it up. Yeah. So, and then they're just like 14 things of chopsticks, and they're like, well, it's just the two of us.
Yeah. We ordered Chinese food yesterday, and I'm like, and I go to pick it up. And so they put it all in there, right? But, and it was a large bag, but there was a couple of dinner entrees and, you know, crab rangoon. And we get it home, and there's like six sets of silverware in there. And I'm like, are they saying something? Or is it just somebody who's at the restaurant? Like, I don't care, silverware, throw it in. Like, I want to go with that. But boy, I will tell you, the thought did run through my mind that we were being judged.
I mean, it is a blow to the ego, but I bet you more than anything, it is just someone grab a handful. Because, like, what if you don't give them enough? Then someone's going to call and complain they don't have enough. They're probably not going to call and complain if there's too much. So my guess is they just err on the side of over.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. Well, to make ourselves feel better.
Let's definitely go with that.
We'll say that.
All right. Anything else before we start?
No, I mean, just a little brief Oscars thing. I recorded it and then watched it in fast forward, which is how I prefer to do it, because then I don't have to watch the monologue. I don't have to watch the categories I don't care about. There's people that win that I don't care about. But I will say, and I was telling Dan this before we got on the air, I'd been hearing murmurings about Ryan Gosling's performance of one of the songs from Barbie. There were two songs from Barbie that were nominated for Best Original Song. And his was however you want to pronounce it. And it really was quite fun and very un-Oscar-like. It was much more concert, maybe the Grammys. I don't really watch the Grammys either, so I don't know, but I assume that they have a lot more. Oh, and the Sista Strings, who for a while at least lived in Milwaukee, were two of the musicians that played the In Memoriam, which I thought was really cool. Huh. They've been touring with Brandi Carlile a lot and have been getting a lot of notoriety. And so I thought that was cool too. A little Milwaukee nod.
So the only, and I feel like we started. I said, is there anything to do before we start? And I feel like we've now started.
Well, that was my before we started, because we really didn't plan on talking about it, but.
The only thing I've seen, again, not going to surprise anybody, not a huge watcher of the Oscars.
No.
But I didn't see any of the Oscar nominated movies, not one of them. I'm surprised I haven't seen Oppenheimer, because I should see that. I've heard that's pretty good, and I probably will, but...
It's long. Yeah. It's like 3.5 hours long, which is why I've not watched it.
Yeah, it's what a history movie should be. The Right Stuff is like 4 hours long, so that makes sense. But, no, what I was saying is that... I, like many people, because there wasn't that big of a turnout so far as the audience showing up to watch this thing... So far, what they've seen, that changes. Like the immediate overnight results, they were up a little bit, but they're still way down from where they were.
Are you talking about the Oscars viewership?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But I don't care. The people who don't care but then actively root against it make me laugh. Like, yeah. If you don't you care, then you care. Don't care, right? So, I mean, I truly don't. They have good numbers, good for them. If they don't, then I don't care.
Yeah.
But so I see clips, obviously, throughout the day, and I've seen a couple of the clips. And my favorite clip, and this is so dumb, and this is probably how out of it I am as far as, you know, things go. My favorite clip was the Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger coming out to introduce an award. And they said, there's a reason that they put us, of course, together. It's because both of us tried to kill Batman. Mm-hmm. And then they go to Michael Keaton. There he is, right there. There he is. And Keaton, who I believe is the best actor of my generation. I think Michael Keaton, as we've discussed, anything he's in is fantastic. The weirder, the better, and it will be Beetlejuice. Let's start with that, how weird Beetlejuice is, right?
But it's very good. Weird is the Birdman movie. Did you watch that?
Yeah. Did you like the movie? I thought it was pretty good. I thought was pretty good.
I hated it.
I thought Birdman was pretty good.
Interesting. Okay.
But like, hey, let's do this thing about McDonald's, the founding of McDonald's. I don't know, guys. This sounds boring. Let's put Michael Keaton in it. Okay. Let's do that. Yeah, and it was great. Michael Keaton is just fantastic. But I mean, the stare that he was giving those two, right? He just played right along with the entire thing. He just stared right back at them, and I thought that was pretty good. So, all right.
Nice. Apparently, anyway. The song is called "I'm Just Ken." Paul fact-checked me in the. Thank you, Paul. I couldn't remember what the name of the song was. Clearly.
Oh wait a minute! I forgot. We have a new thing.
Oh.
Now, when we have comments to share, we have that little email. It's our email inbox.
Ooh.
So let's see. Yes, Paul says, "I'm just Ken." Unless
no, that's
the title of the song, he's not
that
actually
is the title
proclaiming.
Of the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gene says Oppenheimer, I like, and Dion says 3 hours is too long. I can't sit like that.
I'm with Dion on that. It is too long. I like a 90-minute movie, baby. That is my sweet spot. 90, maybe 95 minutes.
Again, though, I don't watch them in the theater, so I'm cool with like.
Oh,
just...
that's at home too.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can watch a movie over 2 days. Like, usually in the morning when I'm eating breakfast, I'll start a movie. I'll watch about 30 minutes of it, stop it. The next morning when I'm eating breakfast, I'll watch the next 30 minutes. I work my way through a movie like that.
Huh.
For example, this morning I just started watching Goldfinger, James Bond.
Okay. Very timely.
Goldfinger. All right. Let's see. Let's actually start with what we planned on talking about now. You ready?
This checks out with us.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I am.
There's a weird story that's going around right now. And I only say it's weird because it's fascinating to me how this story, about 4 days ago, I saw a story pop up on my Twitter feed, and I believe it was CNN, and it was about a guy who was, I mean, all it says was like, here's what I spent at Five Guys. How does a burger and fries cost this much? And he bought a burger, little cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
He bought a small fries, which there's an insane amount of fries. They just keep pouring them in the bag. So you can get away with the small fries and a soda. And it was like $24. Now, two things about this. And we'll come back to actually talking about Five Guys. But the interesting thing to me is how this story spread and how it is everywhere now. Every news site I was at today had something, and Five Guys is having to respond to this, and it's like, bam, skyrocketed. Like, weird that all the news agencies, like, do you not have anything actual to cover? But no, they will cover whatever's going to get them the clicks.
Mm-hmm.
And they see what's getting the clicks with this Five Guys story, and they went, oh, we better run one too. And so that's how that happens.
I do feel like there's a lot more of the news cycle that is someone's been wronged when really they haven't.
Right.
Like, you had the choice to not buy it, dude.
Well, that's the other thing. When all these and then every news place adds their own headline. Like, this one is like, should fast food cost this much? Okay, it's not fast food. Five Guys is not fast food.
It's fast casual.
Yes, but it's not fast food. I would not put Five Guys in the same category as McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King, right?
Yeah, it's elevated.
They've always been like a gourmet, like a faster. I mean, it's always been expensive. That's the other thing. It's always been more expensive than every other burger place.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
It is good.
It
I will
is
say
fantastic.
That.
I love it.
And you're not
it.
Wrong about the fries, because a small fries is probably like a large family shareable fries anywhere else you would go.
But I just find it funny how this story has just skyrocketed when the reality is you're like, okay, well, the burger is like, you know, $8. The fries are like $5. The drink is $3. You're like, okay, well, this is all I see how this. Oh, and that was with his tip, too. So it's like,
wait.
Yeah, right. So he added the tip in there and he's like, it's $24. Nobody should have to pay this much to eat.
Did he have it delivered and it was that much, or did he pick it up and he tipped and it was that much?
Hold on. You're going to have to say that again because you broke up on me there. What'd
you
say?
I'm so sorry. Did he have it delivered and it cost that much, or was it he paid?
He went there.
And he just, he tipped them because he's a nice person, but then is going to go on and blast them for how much it cost.
But also, you don't have to go there. That's the other thing. Everybody, if you don't like it, just stop going there. No problem. End of story. You're like, ooh, yeah, that's expensive. I'm not going there. Okay, then don't.
Yep. It's not Five Guys' fault.
Right.
You know, it wasn't like they didn't, did they not have the prices up there? Did they not tell you a total before you stuck your credit card in or however you paid for it?
And
come on, man.
Five Guys' response is, I mean, it makes sense. Like, we don't use frozen meat. We use everything fresh. It's more expensive. And anybody who knows, if you've been to the grocery store, you know beef prices are up. Well, guess what? They go up for everybody. They're like, we got to pay our employees a livable wage. And so all of the, and I mean, to me, the answer should have been, hey, screw you. That's what Five Guys, that's just why I don't work in PR for many companies. Because my response is, screw you. Don't go. Stay home. In fact, you now, sir, are banned from Five Guys.
Oh, there you go. Have his picture up on every cash register in all the Five Guys locations.
In the store anymore, ever again.
Please don't let him in.
Right.
Please.
So anyway, I just found it. But the more interesting part about that is how that story just spread and how news, they just started changing fast food should never cost this much. It's not fast food. And then people are like, what's happening in our, why do people, you know, what can you do about it? We don't go. That's what you do. Like all of the,
That's the easiest fix in the world. You have complete control over where you go out to eat. You genuinely do. Even if you live in a town where there is only one restaurant, you still, you could choose to just not go there. You know?
I think it's stupid.
It is stupid. Speaking of stupid, so so apparently, Bradley Cooper was recently, actor Bradley Cooper was recently on Armchair Expert, which is Dax Shepard's podcast. Okay. He gets a lot of great celebrities. It's actually one of the podcasts outside of course, the Still Spinning podcast that I enjoy, although it's too long, but that's just, that's for another day.
So people would say that about us too.
Well, no, he's like an hour and a half or something. It's like, it's long. Anyway, so one of the things that, that he revealed through this interview, and it, it was kind of like a passing comment. It didn't necessarily, wasn't the reason he was on there. He was talking about the fact that he has an open plan bedroom and bathroom, meaning his, he basically lives in a room, like his bedroom has his bathroom in it. And I am appalled. First of all, I don't even like going to a hotel that has a barn door for a bathroom door.
Yeah, I don't like those either. That's not enough privacy.
It does not shut completely, and I don't like it. So I'm reading up on this. Apparently, one design magazine has called this this combined bed and bath the growing luxury trend. Because, and I quote, the coziness of the bedroom makes it a place of relaxation and comfort, so placing a bath in there only further enhances it. Okay, what about the toilet?
Yeah.
Like,
bathroom.
There is nothing about that that I find appealing. I can handle in a hotel, you know, if the sink is in the other room, it's not my favorite, but I can handle it. But I really don't want to have my bedroom also be my bathroom, especially if you live with someone. You want to talk about never having any privacy?
That's way worse, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, though, that I guess if you live alone, I don't understand why, though. Why would you even want to do that? Why would you want to? That just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, what is, does that, doesn't it feel luxury to me? That feels like you don't have enough money, right? That feels like studio apartment. Like that even studio apartments get put you walls around your bathroom.
It feels like, you know, when people used to live in one room shacks.
Right.
That's what it feels like, even though they didn't have bathrooms then. But actually, if they would have, had a bathroom in,
you know,
as opposed to
like
an outhouse.
You know what it feels like? What? Jail.
Oh, it does feel like jail.
Because, the crapper's right there in the room with you.
I just do not understand why anyone would be on board with this. I also, again, don't understand barn doors. Sorry, folks. Hate them. Don't like them.
Well,
never
will. I like them. Well, I like them on barns. And I like them on, like, you know, in the living room, like to separate a room or something. I don't like them for bathrooms.
Yeah, I don't even like them. Oh, we have some comments?
Let's do some comments. Let's see. Keith says, there's just no way that pooping in the same room you sleep in is a luxury trend.
Exactly my point. Exactly my point. What if it's a steamer? What if it stinks? You don't want to go to bed then? What if you're, you know how sometimes your like room will absorb odors? Is that the odor you want your room absorbing?
Yeah, but your own one doesn't really stink you out as much, right?
Well, I think it depends. I think it certainly can. You've never had one that has like even you have been like, wow.
Rarely.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem to bother you when it's your own as much. Okay. I mean, whatever. We could do a poll. No, let's not.
I was like, mate, do we really want to understand this a little bit more?
No, we don't. Dion says the contractors will be back in 5 years to change it again.
Yes.
Fair. And he can afford it. Like that's a difference too, right? Like they can just.
I'm sorry. Your wife is commenting and I can't even I can't move.
What
past
is she
it.
Saying?
Dan, come on.
What is she? She's about stinking yourself out of the bathroom?
Yes, correct. That is correct.
Well, it might stink her out of the bathroom, but it doesn't stink me out. That's my. It's your own, right?
No, I'm with Jenny.
There's
on
Carlos.
This.
Has never in my life nope, has that
sorry.
Happened.
It has absolutely happened to me, where I've been like, wow.
Yeah.
What situation did I get myself into?
Hey, so along those same lines, let's throw this one at you, because there is a company now that is, and when I read this story, I'm like, okay, there's a company for everything, right? So apparently this is a big enough problem in the fast food industry or the restaurant business that this has become a thing.
Okay.
But there's a company that will now, it's called Hand Scanner. It's a product that comes from PathSpot, which is a tech startup in New York. It's made to fight germs. It's basically a lie detector at the sink. After employees wash their hands, they place them under the device's scanner. The hand scanner then looks for dirt or germs on the skin and gives them the results in seconds. If germs are still present, the employee will be prompted to wash their hands again and go for another scan. Managers can have employee ID codes linked to the hand scanner so they know who has clean hands and who doesn't.
Whoa. Okay, sorry. Did you say where this was?
Well, it's a startup company in New York.
Okay, so it is here. Because this sounds like something that, like, I feel like Japan is very efficient in a lot of things, and it sounds like something that they would do.
I can tell you it says the hand scanner is currently being used in 10,000 food service locations worldwide, including Taco Bell, Arby's, and Chopped restaurants.
I mean, I'm all for it. Heck yeah. I want to know that these people have clean hands. The downside is, who's to say once they walk out of the bathroom, they don't stick their hand down their pants and then just like recontaminate.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Might have been clean on, 30 seconds ago, but
exactly.
Now, yeah.
Like, I can understand the intent behind it, but it's not a.
So I look at this
guarantee.
And I say, like, why would a company do that? As we read day after day, as we have already just discussed in this podcast, how prices for employers are skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they spend the money to monitor this?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, even if they're clean right after they wash them, that doesn't mean that they're clean when they are actually touching or preparing food or, whatever their role is. Right?
It's got, like, is this just so they can come out and say, look, we're doing this. We really, because, they all have the signs that say employees must wash their hands and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Is this so they can say they're doing it? I mean, is there some sort of financial benefit? Because I don't believe most companies do anything unless there's a financial benefit for the company.
Sure.
Which just makes sense. You're in company, you should be making money. But, like,
do you think there's a lot of lawsuits that we're just not aware of?
Or a lot of people out sick, or a lot of people, I don't know. I can't quite put my finger on this one. I've kind of looked at it. I kind of looked online to see if I could figure out at some other stories. I kind of looked at this company's website to see if I could figure out what, and they're just pushing the, it's the responsible thing to do and keep germs down in your restaurant. And I was like, well, until like a company's made to do that, like they have to do it.
The suspicious part of me is like, oh, is this how they're getting everybody's fingerprints and like starting some weird surveillance? I mean, I'm not so far as to think anyone's chipped me or anything, but I do believe that they are always watching. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so I wonder if this is some element of, in my paranoid brain, some element of just being able to scan someone's hands, especially if they're tied to like an ID number. Mm-hmm.
So they got your fingerprints, so they can...
They got your fingerprints, and then they're going to start cracking down. This is specifically for restaurants, right? Start cracking down on people who are maybe not legally here and are working in a restaurant, or who are getting paid under the table. Like, hey, these fingerprints aren't showing up on our books, you know, things like that.
Hmm. That's deep.
Just saying.
James Bond, speaking of watching Goldfinger this morning, says that Nicole just said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah, this is how they get
CIA stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
just saying.
Still goes back to one of my favorite cartoons that I've seen in the last few years. It was probably like a 50s. Two women from the 50s talking to each other, and they're like, shh, be careful what you say, Marla. The CIA probably is listening, has like secret listening devices. And then that goes, and then in 2020, hey, secret CIA listening device, do you have a recipe for apple pie?
Yeah, right.
We put it in our home. All right.
One of my favorite cartoons that I've seen recently was a New Yorker cartoon, and it was a magician behind a bar with a stack of credit cards. And he just went, is this your card? To the guy. And I thought that was really funny. I'm easily entertained.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say.
All right.
All right.
Hey, this is a great happy story. Let's do a fun story because I feel like we've been so negative so far. So let's do something happy and fun here, Nicole.
Okay. Well, according to an article and an article in CNN and a new research study, drinking 2 liters or more per week, not per day, per week of artificially sweetened beverages. Which basically means if you drink like a medium-sized fast food diet soda a day, raises your risk of a regular heartbeat called AFib by 20% as opposed to people who don't drink any artificially sweetened beverages. 20%. 2 liters, one medium soda a day is not a lot. It is not a lot.
I drank this afternoon.
Yeah, and that's not even a medium. That'd be a large.
That's well more than thirsty 2 ounces of soda right there.
Thirsty 2 ounces?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Dan, is that in your act? It should be.
No.
Should write it down. Thirsty 2.
I can't remember where I heard that. Some place had thirsty 2 ounces of soda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They've been doing a lot of studies, and they've been studying artificial sweeteners for years and all the bad crap that can happen to you. But this is the first one that's really noticed an association between no and low calorie sweeteners and sugar sweetened beverage and the increased risk of AFib.
Why are you doing this? Like, what's...
I don't know. It helps me visualize things.
No, I don't mean that. I mean this whole freaking story. Why are we doing this?
Because I'm going to die is what I'm saying.
Well, like, you were going to die anyway. We didn't have to bring us all down.
That's true. But you know what, Dan? These are things that I think are important for you to know. Now you have the choice if you're going to keep drinking, which of course we are.
You know what we need now that we have the email sound? Now that we have the email? We also need a you're learning something warning.
Oh, that's
true. So if
one
of us starts drifting into
educational material.
Stuff, then we have a little warning sound that can play.
Yeah. I mean, of course, you know, everything's going to kill you. But this was a new one that really surprised me, to be quite honest. And what really surprised me about it is what I think to be the relatively low amount. Usually, I mean, if it was a 2 liters a day, okay, I could get on board with seeing how that would be really bad for you.
2 liters a day?
You know what I mean? But it's not. It's 2 liters in a week.
I will tell you, there have probably been days where I've had full 2 liters of soda.
Same.
Not at
100%.
Once, but yeah.
Yeah.
Especially my travel days. That's where it really gets me on days when I'm driving, because if I stop to go to the bathroom somewhere, I feel like I have to buy something.
Sure.
I've used their facilities. I've used their necessary. And now I have to find
pay the bathroom tax.
Yeah. And so basically, right. So I guess I should just buy water or Gatorade. Is Gatorade, does that count? Is there artificial sweetener? Probably.
It's a sugary drink. So my guess is yes.
There is some, of course, there has to be, right? Because it just doesn't flavor itself. So yeah.
It does not. You're correct. It does not flavor itself. That's not like the Gatorade tree that you squeeze into the, you know. Into the bottle.
But when they report these things, I'm sorry, email sounded. But when they report these things, according to James, they never specify which artificial sweetener they are referring to. They can't all behave the exact same.
Yeah.
Right. And I will tell you, so like when I go to Starbucks, which I go to way too many.
Yeah. You're a big Starbucks.
Yeah.
Fan.
In fact, I go there so much. Here's my cup for, it's still cold. And I go there so much, they write on my, usually put like some
Dan
notes.
The man.
Yeah, that's just Dan the man today. Usually they're.
Okay, so in the past minute,
yep,
you've showed me a Subway beverage. And are those all your beverages or do you have more?
I have my Gatorade, which I'm
Yep, you just showed me your Gatorade
drinking.
Too.
And I have, if I run out of Gatorade, I have a little bit of water left.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily the amount of beverages because I also have a soda.
And I'm not drinking any of them out of the Still Spinning podcast.
I wouldn't either because I don't have one. I have a soda here as well as some water, but I'm more impressed by the fact that one is a Subway cup that I'm assuming you did not fill up at your house, and the other one is a Starbucks cup, which I'm assuming you did not fill up at your house. Did someone bring you both of those or either of those? Or did you go get
somebody
them?
Bring? No, I went to get both of them.
Okay. I'm just checking on your Grubhub addiction.
I would not Grubhub Subway or Starbucks.
Oh, Dad. First
did
of
I,
all.
Did I tell you? Do I know where this is going? Did I have this conversation with you about the other day?
Which conversation?
I got to see if I texted you this because I feel like
I think you did.
I feel like I know where you're about to go with this. And there's,
I mean, I wasn't necessarily going there, but I just think you would 100% have Grubhub bring you either Starbucks or Subway if you really wanted it.
Yeah.
I never have. Yeah. Would you like to tell them what texts you sent me the other day?
Nope.
Well, then I will. So
sorry, we're out of time. Look
Paul
at this.
And I went to see Mrs. Doubtfire.
Show's over. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Nope.
We'll
how
to
dare
you?
You. How
to
dare
you?
Next
week, everybody. See you.
Hey, night. Don't play that. We're gonna go to jail.
Oh, yeah, la, 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 la.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. Yes, that's right. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. This episode is now banned. I gotta find it though.
You have so many texts that you can't find
from
it.
You. Yeah. Because I said, oh, yeah. So I sent Paul and I went to see Mrs. Doubtfire downtown last week, and we passed the Grubhub building. So I sent Dan a picture of the sign, to which he responded, I'd be shocked if they put that sign on the right address, which I thought was hilarious.
Because they keep delivering our Grubhub food to our neighbor's house.
Yeah.
And it's ticking me off.
Yeah. So. And then the next day I get this text. By the way, I've reached a new low. Next text, I Grubhub dinner, and now I just Grubhub dessert, Dairy Queen. So you did two Grubhubs in the course of what I assume to be 2 hours, maybe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As we were eating dinner, I Grubhubbed dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I will say...
It was so good.
I can get on board with Grubhubbing some Dairy Queen.
Was that Saturday? DQ. Was that Saturday that I sent that? I'm trying to think. Like, it was one night where we're just like, we're just done. We're not going out anymore.
Was it Saturday? It was Thursday.
Was it Thursday?
It was Thursday. What did you do on Saturday, Dan?
I don't know. I think that might have been, Saturday we went and got food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. And it's hard for me to sit here and complain about like $24 burgers when I'm paying, you know, $30 for two blizzards, right? From Dairy Queen or whatever it ended up.
So
I don't
worth
think it wasn't.
Though.
Yeah, it was so good. But
I love Dairy Queen. Love it. I used to work at a Dairy Queen and I never got sick of it.
Best thing at a Dairy Queen?
The freaking ice cream cakes.
Yeah. Yep.
They're so good.
And it's not even close.
No, it isn't. Like, I just love the ice milk. That's what their ice cream is ice milk, which is also what McDonald's has. So they're similar in taste and texture, I think.
Just because I can, I'm going to pop up the old Dairy Queen here and see what it would cost to have a... ice
cream
cake
let's see.
Delivered. Let's just see.
I bet you it's about the same as it costs to have your two giant blizzards delivered.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, the blizzards are... Well, I can... Okay, you know what? Let's do this. Let's look at my past orders, and I will tell you exactly what the two blizzards were.
All right.
That's going to be embarrassing, but I'll
tell
you. Do
you just have Grubhub, like, always pulled up? Is it bookmarked?
It's not hard to type Grubhub.com.
Well, I'm just asking. That wasn't my question. I know it's not. Do you have it bookmarked?
No, I just typed Grubhub.
Okay. All right.
See, past orders. Ooh, they don't like showing you your own past orders.
Because they probably don't want you to compare the prices for what it's going to be when you order today.
There we go. Past orders, Dairy Queen.
My God.
It was $30.77.
For two blizzards?
Yeah, with tip. That's embarrassing. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's how Grubhub gets you. Holy crap.
That's...
Now find out how much a cake would cost.
Oh, this can't be right.
Well, I don't think there's anything you can do about it now.
We ordered Five Guys last week. There's no possible. I did not pay that. That says $62.23.
For Five Guys?
For Five Guys. Two cheeseburgers. We did put milkshakes on there. But still, $62.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you, every time you talk to me about Grubhub, I am further and further away from using it.
I will tell you that this is why they don't want you to see your past orders. Cause I'm looking down this at like the place, like we got this Indian restaurant we go to all the time. It's $56. Noodles and Company. Noodles. It's just freaking pasta and that's $50 when we order that. Yeah, that's not good.
I bet you could hire a personal driver to just go pick up your food for you cheaper than Grubhub.
Or how about just order groceries?
Oh, or that, or just pick it up yourself.
Yeah, this is not good.
That's not good.
That's bad. I'm not. That's bad. I'm not even going to continue on with my
experiment
to see what the
cake would be.
Yeah, you know what? Just this will actually make me feel better that I didn't do it.
How much?
DQ cakes. Let's see. The cakes themselves are $35.
Oh, okay.
So. Probably.
I'm not surprised. They are very expensive, but they are very delicious. When the pandemic first hit, it was the only thing I wanted. It was like the thing I was craving the most. And my friend Jen actually ended up like bringing me a ice cream cake.
That makes me very sad having looked at all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Anne says Amazon is giving a free year of Grubhub. Yeah, I know.
Is that how you got
That's how I got it last year.
So when it's the free year, do you not pay any of those fees or anything?
That's how they get you. They say, oh, look, it's like, no, you just pay. You're still paying for it. Like if you pay for Grubhub Plus or DoorDash Prime or Plus or whatever, you still pay more for the step, but you just don't pay as much. So instead of it being a $7.80 service, it's a $2.30 service. I feel like they're screwing the restaurants out of the money. I feel like they're not screwing themselves out of money.
Gotcha.
I feel like they're screwing the restaurants out of money, but
probably. And that's another thing too. Like, I don't know what the restaurants get for that kind of stuff. I'd rather just order from the restaurant. I also am a person who books my hotel through the hotel. Like, I don't book on like booking.com or any of those sites. I just book with the exception of Hotwire. We will use Hotwire if we come up to Milwaukee and just like crapshoot which hotel we're going to get.
Stay?
Yeah. As long as it's downtown and a certain ranking, although they keep putting the Ambassador in downtown and it's not. It is not downtown, and it is haunted AF.
Jeffrey Dahmer stuff?
Yeah, he killed his first victim there.
He met several of them there, didn't he?
He probably killed met the first several one of them there, but he killed several. The first one there.
Yeah.
Also, that hotel is real old, and like when you walk in, the pictures hanging on the wall are very much The Shining. Like they're like these old-timey black and white pictures back in the heyday, because it's right across from Central Park Ballroom or whatever it's called now, The Rave. So, you know, like big bands would come through and like the musicians that were in town would come through and then they would, I'm sure, stay at the Ambassador. So, you know, some shit went down that.
I've decided that if I ever build a house, now I probably not because I'm actually trying to go the other direction. I
right, you want an RV.
Full time in the RV. But if I ever did build a house, I would have two features in that house. One would be a secret room behind a bookcase.
Oh, jeez. Where someone could hide to murder you.
Okay. No, that's my office.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's allowed in there.
Okay.
Nobody.
Jenny, he means you.
Yep. Because nobody else would want. She actually knows that if I'm stuck in a room by myself, this office is barely packed. Well, look how many drink cups I have down here.
Yeah.
Like she knows if there's a room that I'm stuck in by myself, she already does not want to go in that room.
Right.
So I don't really need to.
We could also tie it back to the bathroom discussion from earlier if we really wanted to, but we won't.
True. But I guess my point is I don't need to tell her not to go in there because she just won't.
Right.
Naturally. And then, the other thing I'm going to have is I'm going to have an old timey portrait and I'm going to be able to like put my eyes up there and look in the
room.
Yeah.
This sounds like my nightmare house. Like I'd be so scared all the time.
But I'm going to have it like in the hallway. I'm not going to put it in somebody's bedroom or something like that. That's weird. But I'm just going to have.
Right.
Yes. And the, I guess, and also, I guess along those lines, I am going to need tunnels and secret trap doors to get in and out to move throughout the house. How am I going to get behind the picture, Nicole, if I don't have trap doors?
You have a fake wall.
And I need to get into that somehow. I'm going to need trap doors.
Oh, my goodness. You should see if they can. You can order this on Grubhub.
I'm going to be like.
That's so creepy. It's absolutely like one of the creepier things you've said in a while.
Nicole, I feel like we are so far off the rails now. even for our show, I feel like we have now gone so far.
I don't know. I
feel
like it all made sense in my brain. Like there was a lot of segue that I see how we got here. Yes. Now, when I'm writing the recap tomorrow, I'll be like, what did we talk? How did we get to what?
It'd be a tough one to explain in a recap.
It will. So. It's okay. I guess they just have to listen.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, you're here. So, all right. That's it. Let's just wrap this up. Because I feel like if we take this one more step.
We'd really cross the line.
Yeah. It's just getting too weird.
Awesome. All right. Well, once again, thank you so much for tuning in, for checking us out. Our regular episodes are on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, X, live on Mondays at 7 p.m. Central Time. But of course, you can always find those episodes on either Spotify, wherever you get your listening fun for your podcasts. StillSpinningPodcast.com is where you can find all back episodes. You can sign up to be a spinner, which is one of our sponsors. The merch is there. The information's there. There's some ways to contact us. We did get our first email after we asked for it last week. Yep. So that was great. Thank you to, Paul Old Danny?
Oldeny.
Pial. Thank you so much for your reach out.
I think it was pronounced Powell.
Paul. Yes, I think you're correct. Thank you for your reach out. But you can find all the information at stillspinningpodcast.com. Spinners, you will have some bonus content coming out later this week, so it's not too late to sign up.
Whoa. I forgot to tell you, I got something else for our spinners.
Oh, God, Dan. Dan keeps buying stuff for the spinners.
So far out of the, like, you wouldn't even, there's no, I could give you 100 guesses and you would never come up with what I just recently purchased for our spinners.
Oh, boy.
It'll go out this week. I will send them out this week.
Did you send the other stuff out yet?
No, but I'll send it all out together.
Okay. All right. Well, spinners, look for some bonus content and some fun, who knows what Dan got a coupon for.
Well, this is not the big thing.
I was going to say, I could have guessed that easily. Yeah,
this will be going out to our spinners because I got a whole bunch of them and I don't know what to do with them.
Dan loves a coupon, yeah. In case you can't tell.
You will not believe, you would never guess. In fact, if somebody were to guess it and put it in the comment section, not my wife. If somebody other than my wife were to guess it and put it in the comment section, I would send that person, I would give you $50.
Ooh, all right, everybody. Now's your chance to guess. What random object did Vistaprint or...
Nope.
Sticker monkey.
I will say this. It's not customized. It does not say Still Spinning Podcast on it. But I bought a whole bunch of them.
How many did you... Let me ask you. So put your guesses into the chat, everybody.
Yes.
What you think it is. How many of these items did you get?
75.
75?
Yes.
We have like five spinners.
Three packs of 25.
Oh, Lord. All right, we've got some interesting guesses. Play the sound first. There we go.
You only get one guess, everybody, so make it a good one.
Yep, I think James has made it a good one.
James says a codpiece.
Okay. What the hell would you do with 75 cod pie, which I believe is the plural for codpiece?
I don't know, but I'm going to get some still spinning cod pieces now.
Oh, please do not put my face on a cod piece.
It's only going to be your face.
I swear to God, Dan.
It's only your face on a
cod
piece.
I absolutely not. I am not on board with that.
Let's see. Jody says mouse pad. No.
That's a solid guess, though.
It is, but...
But you would definitely, if you did a mouse pad, you would 100% customize it.
Yeah. I actually can do. I can do mouse pads right now. Let's see. How about so far a Grubhub coupon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. I would not hand those out. Although maybe I should and get like referral credits.
Yeah.
That would be good. Jenny says, oh man, he guessed the cod piece.
The cod piece. That's funny. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Carla says a keychain. No, way too simple. You guys would never. Mm-mm. I think we're going to wrap up the guesses here.
I'm going to guess a set of miniature Lincoln logs. That's my guess.
Good guess. No.
Just knowing you.
Yeah, that would be fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, wind chimes. Jenny says wind chimes. That would be shocking if I got some, if I ordered
you would
wind
never
chimes
give
forever.
The wind chime, big wind chime, that kind of cash.
No. Yeah, you're right. Nope, nobody guessed it. Okay, well.
I can't wait till we get off the air and find out what it is.
Yeah, they're coming out.
I never know before Dan orders this stuff.
Well, because Dan doesn't really know. Dan just sees the thing and orders it.
Do you think that's a form of ADD?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I think I do have ADD. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I think we all do.
Yeah. There's you can take a test. Did you know that?
No.
There's a website. It's like adultadd.com, and you can take a test, and there's like 25 questions. I took 12 and got bored with it, so I don't know if I actually have ADD, ADD or not, but I didn't get my results, but anyway, you can if you want, if you're interested.
Yeah, I think you did get your results, my friend. I think not finishing is your result.
Okay.
Oh, whoa, we've got a viewer in Manchester, England. Hello.
Hello.
No, Dan, absolutely not. Sorry. Virgil, I'm so sorry. Don't blame me for Dan.
That was just the Cockney.
Was it?
Wasn't it?
I mean.
Look, I learned it all from Mary Poppins and Dick Van Dyke.
I was just going to say, Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
So, yep. All right. Well, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. No one guessed the prize. We're all just going to have to wait to see what comes in the mail.
I will tell everybody. So, by the way, this would be a good reason you want to be a spinner. If you're not a spinner right now, I'll probably send them out on Wednesday. So you've got time to sign up to support the Still Spinning Podcast at stillspinningpodcast.com. And everybody who's listed as a spinner, it's a $6 gamble on your part.
Yeah.
That's all. So,
and it is a gamble, my friends. It is a gamble. For spinners, look for some bonus content this week and apparently something in the mail. For everybody else, we'll see you next Monday, 7 p.m. Central Time. Have a great week, everybody.